Welcome to another episode on my podcast, and with me here I have Idong Essence. She's going to be talking about making intercontinental dishes even with a busy work life. So I in the Essence.
Hi MBL, it's nice to be here. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving me your time. You know, I don't take it for granted.
You're welcome.
So, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. Let the audience get to know you.
Okay, my name is Idong Essence. I'm a pharmacist and I'm a sales representative, so I market products. And apart from my work life, I love to cook and eat. But I'm also a fit farm, so I could say I'm a fit farm foodie because I like eating, but I also like to watch and maintain my weight. So I try to strike a balance between both of them. So I think that's just a little bit about my work and my hobby or my personal life. Yes.
Now it's an introduction. You've already answered the first question. Do you like cooking? But you've already answered that. So let's move to the second question. Okay. So how do you get to cook assorted dishes, even with the fact that you have a busy work life?
Okay, what I do first, most importantly, is I try to have a meal plan. Maybe not for a full month, but like a week or 2 weeks. It depends on your schedule and what works for you. So for me, most times I do like a 2-week plan. So I have an idea of the kind of foods I would like to cook or eat within that period. And I usually do my shopping over the weekend, and then I prep everything. So if I'm going to have to use carrots or vegetables, I chop all of them, prepare everything and put them in the fridge, so that when I'm back from work, I just have to toss them into the pot and cook. So that's what helps me, the meal plan, and then just having everything handy and ready and easy for me to use whenever I need it.
That's interesting. I love the fact that you spoke about getting those things ready, storing them, then once you get back from work, you're just able to toss them into the pan. I think I have to learn from that. So aside all of this, what motivates you to make assorted dishes? You know, for some of us, it's only rice, indomie, what else? Spaghetti. Those are the only things you cook when you get back from work. So what motivates you to want to, you know, make assorted or intercontinental dishes with the fact that, you know, you have work?
Yeah, I think basically I like varieties. I get tired of eating the same food all the time. Like if I'm to eat rice every day, maybe after the third day, I'll be tired of eating rice or something. So I think that's one of the driving force behind me. Okay, I can try this, and especially when I can find the ingredients easily around me. I could just be walking in the mall sometimes. Maybe I'm not there to buy any food, and I just see something like, oh, I should try this. So that's like what makes me want to try new things. Every time I try it, I like it. Like, okay, I would like to repeat this, or I would like to try a different method of preparing a specific food. So instead of eating fried rice every day, I can decide, okay, let me cook the fried rice in a different way the next time, and it just changes the taste and the look of the food.
Interesting. So how often do you eat out?
This question is funny because are you talking of post-COVID or pre-COVID? Because you know, we've not been eating out for the past how many months until recently.
Okay, let's assume there is no COVID.
Okay, if there is no COVID, I would say in a month, an average of maybe 3 or 4 times. Okay. It could be more if I travel or if I'm not in where I'm based. Okay. But if it's at home, like where I am, let's say maximum 3 or 4 times. And that would be because maybe I just want a different environment, somewhere away from my house. Or I just want to test someone else's food, not necessarily what I cooked. Or another thing would be if I can't find the ingredients to prepare specific food and I know where I can buy it. So those are some of the things that make me eat out. Sometimes no reason, just want to go and sit down somewhere and chill. There are some days that just tell like, the only thing that can make me happy right now is to go to this particular restaurant and eat this particular food. That's when I'll be happy. But those are just the things that, so I see an average of 3 or 4 times a month.
Okay, that's interesting. So if, assuming you have an idea of a new dish now, would you prefer to eat it out first, or would you prefer to make it by yourself first?
I would prefer to make it by myself first. In case I don't like it, I will not waste my money.
But use money to buy the ingredients now, won't you?
In case I don't like it, I won't waste my money. But then another thing would be another reason why I would like to make it myself, because maybe when I eat it by when I cook it, I'll cook it the way I like. Some people like maybe soft rice, for example. Some people like their own a little bit hard. So I could cook it the way I like to eat, and maybe the next time I try it out, I'll be already have an idea of what it tastes like, and I just feel better eating it there and more comfortable. But if I have the opportunity, of course I'd like to cook it at home.
Okay, that's interesting. So my final bonus question is, are we looking forward to a restaurant soon, or you know, somewhere we can come and eat with IG?
Why are you trying to look into the future, eh?
We want to know that.
Well, I think something like that will be coming up soon. I don't know when exactly, but it's something that's always been there. Maybe along the line I got distracted and got busy, and let's say the lockdown and COVID brought back that dream, and it's something I'm working on. So definitely we'll be having a Fit Farm food hangout with ID. Because in all of this, the most important thing is also to check that you're not putting on so much weight.
That's cool. I think for people like me that are looking forward to getting weight, I think I'll be your first customer.
You can come and be doing the food tasting so that you add
exactly something like that. Anyway, it's nice to have you around. So guys, if you need food inspiration, please head over to our Instagram page at RXID. I'm going to drop it in the description. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Nigerian Boss Lady.
Thank you so much. So we look forward to another conversation with you.
Definitely.
Have a nice day.
All right.
Bye.
And bye.